5 a.m. is the day the world went dark. It's the day when hope seemed sealed away. It's the day the disciples asked, is this the end of the story? But Revelation 5 takes us deeper than the foot of the cross. It takes us into the throne room. Into the throne room of heaven itself. And what we find there is astonishing. But before we reach Revelation 5, we've got to go through Revelation 4, where John is caught up into the heavenly throne room. And there he sees a throne with someone seated on it. Flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, a sea of glass like crystal, and four living creatures crying, "Holy, holy, holy." And he sees 24 elders falling down in worship. It's a scene of unshakable glory, one of unending worship and absolute sovereignty. And then in Revelation 5, something happens that brings the heaven to a standstill. A scroll appears in the right hand of God. A scroll sealed with seven seals. A scroll that no one can open. And heaven goes silent. This morning, we enter into that silence. You see, John sees a scroll in the right hand of God, written on both sides, sealed with seven seals. And that scroll is no mystery. That scroll is the title deed of creation. It's the script of God's justice, the fulfillment of all his promises, the destiny of the world. You see, this scroll contains the vindication of the righteous, judgment of evil, the healing of creation, and the completion of redemption. Also contains the inheritance of the Messiah. But we see there's a problem. A mighty angel cries out, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And the answer comes back, "No one." Not in heaven, not on earth, not under the earth. Not Abram, not Moses, not David. Nor any of the prophets, not Peter, nor Paul, nor angels, or archangels. Not any created being. And John begins to weep. You see, he's weeping because if the scroll remains sealed, then evil wins. Injustice stands, and death keeps its sting. The promises of God remain unfulfilled, and the world remains broken. John's tears are Good Friday tears. They're the tears of a world longing for redemption. And perhaps you know these tears. The tears of unanswered prayers. The tears of injustice. The tears of grief. The tears of longing for a world made right. See, Revelation's start begins with the ache of Good Friday. But into John's tears, an elder speaks. "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered." This is the announcement of a king, a lion, a conqueror, the one who fulfills the promises to Judah and David, God's promises. This is the Messiah that Israel had waited for. This is the king the world needs. But when John turns to see the lion, see, John turns
Have you seen the Lamb?
Not a roaring lion. Not a warrior king. A lamb.
A lamb standing.
Standing but bearing the marks of slaughter. My friends, this is the shock of the gospel. This is the scandal of Good Friday. The lion conquers as a lamb. For we see power revealed through sacrifice. Victory comes through wounds. And the throne is reached through the cross. This is why Jesus says in John 18:36, my kingdom is not of this world. Not because his kingdom is unreal, but because his kingdom is unlike the kingdoms of this world. You see, earthly kingdoms conquer by force. The land
conquers by love.
Earthly kings shed the blood of others.
The land sheds his own blood.
Earthly rulers grasp power. The Lamb lays down his power.
Good Friday is a coronation.
We then see the Lamb taking the scroll. He takes the scroll and heaven erupts. And the question comes up, why is he worthy? Well, he's worthy because he was slain. You see, the cross is not a tragic accident. It's the very victory of God. And the second reason he's worthy is because his blood ransomed people for God. People from every tribe, every language, every people group, every nation. The cross is global in its scope, but personal in its application.
That means it's for every one of us.
But he's not only worthy because he was slain and because he ransomed people for God,
but because he made them a kingdom.
You see, the Lamb does not merely forgive. He transforms, he changes, he restores dignity. He gives purpose. He makes us priests to intercede. And kings who rule. And he's worthy
because he will reign forever.
You see, the cross is not the failure of the Messiah.
In fact, it's the enthronement of the Messiah.
The Lamb is worthy because he has done what no one else could do.
He redeemed the world.
And then there's heaven's response. The living creatures fall down. The elders fall down. And then the angels join in. Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth joins the song. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. My friends, Good Friday is not a funeral. It's the unveiling of the one who is worthy. And so as Revelation 4 shows us the throne room of God, Revelation 5 shows us the Lamb who sits upon it. And so the cross is not the defeat of Jesus, it's the enthronement. The darkness of Good Friday is not the end. It's the beginning of a new creation.
Good Friday is the day that the world, but it's not the day that the light.
So the darkness of Good Friday, it's not the darkness of defeat. It's the darkness of concealment. Darkness of waiting. The darkness of a seed buried in the ground.
A seed that will soon break open with life.
So Revelation 5 shows us that even when the world seems silent, even when heaven seems still, even when no one seems worthy,
the Lamb is standing.
I want you to see him as he's revealed to John. He sees a Lamb standing. standing, not lying, not fallen, not defeated, standing as though slain, bearing the wounds of his sacrifice, yet alive with indestructible life. This is the paradox at the heart of the gospel. The Lamb is slain, yet standing. The cross is dead.
The tomb is sealed, and soon to be opened.
And so the world is dark, yet the light of the world is not extinguished. Good Friday is the day when the Lion appears as a lamb. It's the day when the King reigns from a cross. Today, when the scroll of history is placed into the hands of the one who conquered by dying. And as we leave today in silence, not because the story is over, but because the story is about to break open. We leave in darkness, not because the light has failed, but because the light is gathering strength behind the stone. We leave without benediction because the blessing is waiting in the garden of resurrection. We leave without song because the song of the Lamb is about to fill the heavens and the earth. We leave without words because the Word made flesh is resting in the tomb, and soon He will speak again. Every Good Friday is not the end. It's the moment when the Lamb takes the scroll. It's the moment when redemption is accomplished. It's the moment heaven prepares to erupt. Today, He said, today we feel the weight. Today we remember the cross. Today we behold the Lamb who was slain. So today we wait. The Son is coming. Because the Lamb who was slain is worthy. Because the Lamb who was slain has conquered. Because the Lamb who was slain will open the scroll. Because the Lamb who was slain will make all things new. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. To Him be honor, glory, and power forever. We now remove the final judgment. The Lamb who was slain enters the silence of the tomb. The light is veiled, but not defeated. The one who holds the scroll cannot be destroyed.